views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
You are listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly to learn how you can better understand your animals and deepen your relationship. This hit show calls attention to the many roles animals play in our lives. Through stories and insights, Darcy shares how animals assist us in raising our consciousness and fulfilling our soul's purpose. These busy healers help us with transitions and challenges, love us, and want us to have more joy in our lives. Are you ready to see yourself through your animal's eyes? Learn how they're helping you and walk through life with more ease and grace? Working with ancient healing practices, Darcy can guide you and provide inspiration to move forward. To learn more, go to darcypariso.com.
Hello, everyone. Happy Valentine's Day. I'm Darcy Pariso, the host of Animal Soul Wisdom here on Transformation Talk Radio and KKNW in Seattle. I'm happy to be back. I'm sorry I missed last month. I was out with the flu. But today's going to be a great show. We're going to talk about relationships and communication, which of course is important in every area, all aspects. But today we're going to focus on animals, your animals. So I'm going to ask you to take a moment and think about any animals in your life, whether they're with you now, maybe they have crossed over, maybe they're, you know, in the world, but they're no longer with you, they're with someone else. And whoever that is, a cat, a dog, a horse, or any animal, how would you describe them? And when you think about it, looking back, what was that relationship about? Did you understand each other? Was there some sort of special connection? You know, some people just say like, oh, I loved all my animals, but boy, this one dog, he was my heart dog. So who would you look at? You know, who would you pick? Some animals are teachers. Some animals heal us. They help us in so many ways. And sometimes we have an animal that we have to let go, or it's just frustrating for both of us on both sides. But maybe there's a lesson behind that. So think about that. And while you do, I'm going to share a story. This is actually something that popped in yesterday. And I hadn't thought about this little animal in many, many years. And I guess she wants a voice today. So this was back in the 80s. And I was at a client's house. And suddenly she asked me, would you like a bird? And I said, no birds. And over in the corner on the floor of her daughter's room was this bird cage. And you could hardly see it. It was surrounded by tennis shoes, all kinds of clothes, dirty clothes, inside out clothes, pizza boxes. And I would have thought that was a garbage pile, but apparently there was a bird in there. So long story short, I'm leaving the house and I hear myself saying, can I see that bird? Because I just couldn't leave her there. I had no experience with birds, but I just thought, you know, I can help her somehow or find another home for her, something. Somebody's got to save her. So Frosty, a little white budgie parakeet, she came home with me that day. And poor little Frosty, she was afraid of everything. And every day I try to get her to come out of the cage, you know, with a glove on my hand. And she's trying to bite me, holding on for dear life. And I'm afraid to pull her. I'm afraid I'm going to break her leg or hurt her in some way. So it was, you know, it wasn't easy. It was a bumpy start. But I gave her treats. I fed her. And I got her a little deck for outside her cage. And pretty soon, you know, Frosty was riding on my shoulder and she was preening me. And she was just the sweetest little bird, just really sweet. And she really liked climbing all around the deck and the cage. She'd munch on vegetables. We'd listen to music. So, you know, I'd play music and we'd prepare dinner. So this might sound funny to some people, but maybe not to animal lovers. I really, really look forward to coming home to seeing her at the end of the day, because this is really a special time. She'd run to the cage door and bang on that door, like, let me out. No. And she'd climb up my arm. And Frosty really loved people, and all my friends loved her. You know, friends would say that I've never seen such a friendly bird, and she's got so much personality, and she really did. And they thought it was especially funny or unusual that this was a white bird, but she had a pink head. I have to laugh. I have to tell you that she liked kisses, and that was my lipstick. So Frosty was really, she became well known. So anyway, I loved this little bird. And then one day, about a year later, I found Frosty on the bottom of the cage. And I knew the end was near just by looking at her. I mean, her energy was like barely there. So I put her in the car, and I'm driving to the vet's, and I really don't want to do this. I really don't want to go there. And I just said, Frosty, if this is not your time to leave, please, please let me know. Make it really clear. And this sad little bird on the bottom of the cage climbed up her perch, and she started singing. And she had this really strong voice, and she was singing. And I was so amazed. So I flipped that car around and went back home. Of course, once we got back home, she was back to the bottom of the cage again. So I told my then husband all about this over the phone. And he got home that night from a business trip. He walked into the door, and as he was walking over to Frosty, again, she like pulled up all that energy and in that little body, and she climbed up, she sang a brief little something for him, and he spoke to her just very gently, said a word or two, and back to the bottom of the cage. But it was just absolutely clear to both of us that she was hanging on to say goodbye to him. And the next day we took her to the vets, and I mean, she was almost gone anyway, but we said goodbye to her. But that little bird, she trusted me and she loved me and she led us in her life. We had so much fun with her. She made people laugh. And when I think about my path with animals and how things changed and I saw things differently, relationships changed, I go to Frosty because I see not only birds, but all animals as souls, and it's because of her. And, you know, they have the same feelings and issues as humans, of course. She was brave, and she had to overcome a lot. When I was growing up in Michigan, we had, you know, dogs and cats and hamsters and turtles and all kinds of animals, so I always understood that they had feelings. But this bird just took, you know, everything that I thought I knew and just, you know, amped it up to a new understanding, a new level. So that would be, you know, that relationship with Frosty, a little bird. And I think that's why it was so powerful, because it's an animal that I didn't know anything about and I didn't particularly relate to. At least I thought I didn't relate to. So about communication, good relationships and all relationships, you need good communication, whether it's animals, your work, personal. And when you think about it, like if you're starting a new job, you get a new animal, when you want to know something or someone, you pay attention. So when your animal first came to you, you know, you watch them. Like, what are they like? Do they like that food? Are they friendly? Are they uncomfortable? And you're studying them. You're watching their body language. You're looking at their faces. You know, you listen and you watch. And when you communicate with animals, you know, that's really the first thing that you do. You have to be patient and know that you're building something. I've been teaching a lot of animal communication classes, like in the past and again recently, and most people are understanding of this, but sometimes you see people that, you know, they're just really trying. They want to talk to their cat and they want to get it right. And when you're trying, you're kind of pushing it away. So it's really about just being open, you know, trusting and being patient, being open, being relaxed, open to receiving. And we always say that, you know, intention is everything. You know, intention that you trust anything that comes to you. You might have emotions that come in that you previously didn't have. So things can come in quickly, you know, fleeting, in and out, in and out. So I want to ask you just, you know, to consider this and your intention. Like for me, I often say, I ask to be open, to receive, to be a clear channel, and then just go with it. And then we're going to be taking a break here in a few minutes, but I just want to touch on your own animals, because the bulk of people that come to classes or call me, talk to me, they want to know about their own animals. One of the best things you can do is writing. It bypasses your brain, and you're listening to, you know, what's coming in. You're listening to words, so your brain can't judge it or interpret it. So you might be talking, and all of a sudden you get a thought. Your dog breaks into your thoughts, or you get this idea, and know that that's how they come. They're fleeting, they're brief, and that can happen in the beginning. So to deepen a relationship and start communicating with animals is very much the same as anyone else. So I think before we go any farther, it's probably time to take a break. So I would I'd like to tell you to hang on. We will be back soon, and we'll get back into some depth about animal communication.
Darcy Pariso is your connection to spirit, energy, and healing. You can meet Darcy in person at upcoming events throughout Seattle. Do you have questions about your animal companions, yourself, or do you desire to communicate with loved ones on the other side? Darcy will connect you and get answers. Darcy can also work with energy healing to help you and your animal companions feel more balanced and recharged. Visit darcypariso.com/events. Would you like assistance on your soul's journey? We invite you to explore the new Alchemy of the Goddesses Center, located in Auburn, Washington, a sacred space for healing sessions, classes, crystals, books, and many other tools to assist you in reaching your full divine potential, working together with compassion and love. Find out more about the new center. Visit alchemyofthegoddesses.com. That's alchemyofthegoddesses.com.
Healing has a ripple effect. One person's healing affects everyone around them. This is where the power of sharing our stories can be so important. Tune in to Playing on the Edge Radio with Megan Edge each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Megan provides you with ways of sustaining radical and powerful changes in your life. Enact the power of radical change. To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
If you have a sense that you are meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
The truth is funny. Shift happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. It's Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom. And I'd like to remind you that this is a call-in show. We do have one caller on hold that we'll get to in a little bit. So please, you know, go ahead and call in. And I don't think I have the number handy, but
I'd be more than happy to help you with that one. That's an easy one. 800-930-2819. 800-930-2819 for you, Darcy.
Okay, great. Thank you, Manny. I need you.
No problem. Okay.
I'm going to just wrap up some things about animal communication with our own animals a little bit before we get to the callers. But I just want to remind you to talk to your animals out loud every day, because get them used to listening to you and making sure that what you're saying is matching with the images in your mind. Because if we're saying, you know, don't bark, and we have an image of the dog barking, of course, that's not going to fly. So really get them used to listening to you, because at some point it can be really important. If you start doing these things now, and then you need to know in the future what's going on with him, or, you know, there's just, you know, different things coming up, it helps the relationship, because it builds trust, it builds confidence, and things are just clear for you. It's just overall easier. So that's one of the things. Every day, tell them what's going on. So think about from their perspective. You do the same thing every day, and they're familiar with that. And then you have a couple days, maybe three or four, your work situation changes or something else in your life, and your schedule is really erratic, and they really can't keep track. And what happens from an animal side is that they start to worry, and they get anxiety, and they start wondering, you know, when you're going to come home, if you're going to come home. And they can spin off into all kinds of things depending on, you know, maybe their past experiences, their personalities. And I've seen this with callers, and I've seen, you know, animals lose their home because of it. And, you know, things really could have changed. It could have been different. But, you know, we don't know what we don't know. And when we are aware of these things, then we have to forgive ourselves and just know that we'll do better the next time. So to have a deeper relationship, you've got to have regular communication. So daily, talk out loud and let them know what's going on. You know, you can say, hey, I'm going to be home a little later today, and I'll send you a message. You know, bump it up and say, hey, Spot, I'm going to be home later, and then we'll do this thing and that thing. Or we're having a friend over to dinner. Or there's going to be people in the house doing some work, or the neighbors, just whatever that is. If you let them know, it'll help so much. And it goes both ways. You know, what we give them, we get back tenfold. And you can also ask them to let you know that they heard you. Did you get the message? You know, do something. And when I've had classes, we just really have had a lot of fun with this. In one particular class, we were meeting every week for 4 weeks. So it was kind of nice because we could build that energy. And we'd learn to communicate on the first night. And then the next week, we'd practice some more and go deeper. And our animals were kind of prepped. You know, they knew that every Tuesday night from 7 to 9, she's going to be talking to me and the class is going to be talking to me. So this made it pretty easy for us. But people sent a message after that second class and asked their animals to do something. And they came back just with big smiles on their face. And you could see their heart was happy. And it was just very endearing that the animals did these things. And in some cases, they didn't believe that they would. One woman said, my dogs sleep all the time. They wouldn't wake up for a tornado or an earthquake. But she told them, you know, wake up and come to the door and do these particular things. And the first one did just like he was asked. And then the second one came and sat down and gave her this big, huge smile and did everything that she asked also. And she could hardly believe it. So they'll step up for us, and they want that relationship with us. And some other ways that you can communicate with your own animals is, it's really helpful to be around water. So the joke is that a lot of people get information when they're in the shower or when they're brushing their teeth. Of course, you can always go to the beach or the lake too, but just keep that in mind. You know, whether it's a guided meditation, a walk in nature, being near a beach or water is great. Just, you know, ask in the morning when you're getting ready. I often get shower messages like everybody else. So go ahead and do that. And then again, ask, you know, let me know that you understand that you got the message. You know, do this particular thing or do something to let me know. So that's one thing I wanted to bring up now. So I think I'm ready to go ahead and take a caller. I think you said we've got Stacy on the line.
We certainly do. Yep. Stacy, welcome to the show.
Hello, thank you.
Hi, Stacy. How can I help you?
Hi, Darcy. We got a new cat. We got her in, she's born in June. We got her in October. And it'd just be interesting to know, she's an indoor cat. Is she happy here? What does she feel like in my house? Is she happy to be part of our family? Sometimes she's very standoffish. You know, sometimes, like, even right now, she's just staring at me like, yeah. And she's not the most lovable thing. So I'm just, what does she feel like being at my house? I'd like to know that.
And Stacy, remind me, what is her breed? I remember
Yeah, she's a British short hair. So she doesn't, she is a tad bit standoffish.
Okay, British short hair. Because I remember I met her once, and she was really teeny. And so I haven't I remember that flash that she was. Okay, so when you're asking me how she feels and if she's happy, I'm feeling a little bit like a teeter-totter, like she's got her 4 feet are touching the ground, but she's feeling like pulled to the left and then pulled to the right. And she doesn't feel like she's always as grounded or secure. She feels like she's a little bit wobbly. And at times she feels more confident and she's just kind of, you know, chucking along and she's okay. But then sometimes she just feels like almost a little sideswiped. And I feel like it's also about like energetic changes in your house and also in around the land. And she's dealing with a lot of animals around you that feeling their energy and then feeling human energy and then in the house. And so she's kind of having to learn to balance all these things and hold them. And I feel like if you could like do some exercises with her, just, you know, whether it's Reiki or just pull her down, like just tell her that I know there's a lot of other energies here, a lot of other animals and people, and you can just help her to kind of ground to the earth and show her how to do that. She's
it's funny you say this because we have two dogs and they don't come in the house very often, and so she'll sit in the window and chirp at them when she sees them, like, oh, I want to see the dogs. And then they come inside and, you know, they're too lively. You know, they'll knock her over with her tail, they'll step on her, and she really wants to be friends with the dogs, but the dogs don't pay any attention to her. So it's interesting you say the energy with the other animals.
Yeah, it's a lot for her. And I actually see her as being like a very big soul, a very, very important in your life. And she feels like she's been with you, like round and round we go, like this circle, you know, going round and round. And she's like this big energy in this little body. And she's trying to like balance it. And it is, it's challenging for her, but I see her just totally changing. You're going to look at this and say, oh, I remember when she first came to us and this is how she was and how she will be later. A little bit like the bird story about, you know, that bird was so terrified and became somebody I couldn't have imagined. But this is a powerful soul and she's going to help you and she's going to work with the land. And she's also going to help with your home too. I see her working with energy, and it's no accident that she's with you, and especially now because you've stepped into such bigger arenas. Pardon the pun of the word. Stacy has horses in an arena. she's going to really step into that with you. And even when you have people teaching or people in your classes, in your home, she's going to be a part of that. And I think eventually she will come out and participate.
Okay, and then in grounding her now and helping her now, what should I do? Like just do some Reiki with her and what else?
If you want, you can just pull her
in. A little confused.
Okay, you could do Reiki to help ground her, but you could just pull her energy down. You know, lots of times you can just, with her, you can almost like a scan. You could put your hands like over her head, above her head, just slightly above her, not too close, because I think she's going to feel like, ooh, what is that? But just put your hands above her where it's comfortable and just go over her body, and then you go on each leg. So what I would do is I can send you, it's a grounding technique. I'm happy to send it, and I'll post it on Facebook.
Okay, that'd be lovely.
Yeah, but basically what it is, you could start like at one leg at the shoulder and then just take your hand and sweep it down to her foot. And when you get to her foot, just hold it for maybe the count of three or the count of five, because she's a little, probably three is enough. And then go to the other side of her body and do the same with that leg and then the back legs. And all four legs, you're pulling that energy down and just holding her. So that's one simple thing. Yeah, and I would do that.
That makes sense.
She's excited to be with you. I saw her doing like a cartwheel, like a flip, a cartwheel. And she's excited to be here, but it's a lot harder than she thought.
Okay. Yeah, I could see that in the way she responds to us.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thank you.
I think oh, you're welcome. I feel like in some ways she thought that she was going to come back and be kind of where she was before. I mean, she knew it would be different, but I don't think she was fully prepared for how different it is.
What do you mean by that?
Like when she's been with you in the past, there was kind of a status quo, like she had a knowing of how things might be. And of course she knew that there were going to be some differences, but now that she's here, it's kind of like sideswiping her a little bit, like, wow, I didn't know that it was going to be so different, that it was going to be, that she was going to be so different, and that her experiences and energies and everything were going to be different. Because I keep seeing like a scale, like there's a scale, like she expected the scale to have some movement, you know, a little up and down movement here and there with an occasional dip. But sometimes she feels like the scale just kind of goes, you know, down to the ground and up to the space, up to the air. And she's got to come back into alignment. Oh, do you do Reiki on her?
Yeah.
Okay. I was going to say, if you just did a couple little shots of Reiki, you know, maybe in the evening and morning, just a little, I think that she would start holding it longer and longer, and that would help her.
Okay. Yeah, but the stuff you're saying makes sense, because before when I've had, I do feel her spirit's been with me before, but I have changed so much in my energetic field and being so much more aware. So before, my cat was always kind of the leader in that, and now I feel like I'm kind of the leader. So that can make sense with the scale. She's like, whoa, what's happened here?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep up, and I'm only this little, though I'm a big soul.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool. All right. Well, thank you so much, Darcy. I appreciate that.
You're very welcome. Thanks for calling.
Okay. Bye-bye. And goodbye. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. You know, we are ready for another break, so I'd like everybody to hold on. This is Darcy Pariso, Animal Soul Wisdom, and we're going to be taking more calls. I've got some events to share, and maybe we'll get back to some animal tips too. So thank you, and hold on.
Angels and animals are always working for and around us. Darcy Pariso knew from an early age she felt this incredible presence that was confirmed for her in a Reiki Level 1 course. From then on, she has honed her skills and dedicated her talents to providing answers, inspiration, and tools for people to move past limiting blocks and past traumas to truly live a life of happiness. For more information about working with Darcy, visit darcypariso.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit sourcelightintegrations.com.
What is a brilliant culture, and how do we create them? Why are they important? Claudette Rowley has created a breakthrough five-step process to help you align your culture with your business strategy for exceptional results. Looking for a culture that drives organizational excellence? Listen to Cultural Brilliance Radio, the second and fourth Friday of each month at 10 a.m. Pacific and 1 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. To learn more or work with Claudette, visit culturalbrilliance.com.
Do you know how powerful your thoughts and beliefs are in determining your experience of your life? Is it really true that simply by changing some of the words you use in your day-to-day language, that you can change your life? I'm Megan Edge. Join me on Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host Dr. Pat on Transformation Talk Radio. I look forward to seeing you there.
To find out more about Megan Edge, visit her website at meganedge.ca.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone, guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Welcome back. Thanks for staying with me. This is Darcy Pariso on Animal Soul Wisdom. And before we go any farther, I want to tell you, I've got some really exciting news that this month in February, I'm going to be having a second show on Transformation Talk Radio. It's going to be on Thursday, February 28th at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 Eastern Time. So I'll be on twice a month. This month, it'll be the second Thursday at 11 in Seattle or 1 on East Coast time. So that's second Thursday and the fourth Thursday, which are at 2 and 5, 2 Pacific and 5 Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. And the second Thursday of the month is going to be, of course, on KKNW, 1150 AM, the station you're calling into. So please check your, mark that on your calendars. And I also have a couple of classes coming up on April 6th. I'm going to be going to Centaur Development Ranch with one of my favorite people, Stacy Lewis, who's a life coach. We're going to work with her horses and other animals. We're going to do some heart-to-heart animal communication and let the animals teach us how to listen. And Stacy's got some great new exercises. In fact, the last class that we taught, they found that it was really empowering. And it also, some of the people commented things like that class showed them a different approach to communicating. So please join us. It's Saturday, April 6th, and you can find it on my website, darcypariso.com, or Stacy's website, Centaur Development Ranch. So go ahead, and if you have any questions, you can also, email me at dpariso, P-A-R-I-S-O, at live.com. And then I was over on Bainbridge Island recently and had a lot of fun teaching classes. I'm going to be setting more dates. I didn't post them in my newsletter or on my events page of my website just yet, but they are coming, so hold on. And I think that's about it for now. So back to communication. I wanted to point out that for a lot of people, communication, our relationships with our animals are stronger than people because we have that special bond. And some people recognize that animals have been in our lives before. They've got that spiritual connection, and you hear them saying, oh, they're my soulmate. And these are souls that have incarnated with us over and over, and they're in our soul group. And so with that comes agreements to help each other, lessons, things we're going to learn from each other. And wouldn't you love to know what that is? When you find out, it makes sense. So thinking back to that animal that maybe you thought of at the beginning of the show, who stands out? Was it somebody that really frustrated you and you had to learn something or change, or they were a mirror for you and it was something really beautiful? What did they teach you? What was it? So I think you might know. So that's one thing that's really fun to do. And when you do meet again in this life, you have that opportunity to tap into things together that you wouldn't be able to. Just on your own, not in the same way. And because you've got that agreement, you're partners. You might work with energy. You might work with other dimensions more easily because you're in that spiritual realm, the realm that they're always in. And you might see it if you go to a massage therapist or hypnotherapy or Reiki or any other kind of healing work. You'll often see that there are animals around, and a lot of cats I mostly notice. And the animals join them in their practice, and they do add so much. And people comment that they know the energy. They felt the energy from that animal. They know they were participating and helping. So keep that in mind. And I love it when my animals have crossed over. I've got a cat and a dog, Sammy and Griffin. And they come in, and sometimes I don't see them for quite a while. I don't think about it. And then suddenly they pop in. They usually will pop in when there's a need. Sometimes it's a hello, but mostly there's a purpose. And they give me advice and direction. And sometimes I'll see like a whole picture, and it's coming from their vantage point. They might validate what you're doing, expand on what you're doing, or tell you to consider something else. They can show you from that broader perspective, so it's really nice. And when they do come in, if this happens to you sometimes, if you have the opportunity, grab something to write it down, because the information can usually come pretty quickly, and it's easy to forget when they're giving you a lot of stuff at once. But sometimes it's just a word, it's just a couple of things, you feel them around you, and acknowledge it. The more that you acknowledge them, the more that you talk to them out loud, the more you're going to sense them, and the more you're going to get back. You know, it's kind of like what they give and you get back, it goes both ways. So please do that. So I think that we are probably in a good time to take a break, or not to take a break, I'm sorry, to take a caller. And we have Deborah on the line.
Yeah, Deborah from Albany, New York. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you. Hi, hello.
Hi, Deborah. Welcome. This is Darcy.
Hi, Darcy. This is really amazing. Thank you. How do I start? What do you need to ask?
What can I help you with? You have two rabbits?
I have two rabbits. And one has been quite sick since August. He has a major head tilt, I think, going on.
I'm
wondering, there's a surgery that...
She said a major head tilt, I believe. Yes, is that right?
Tilt. Okay. Okay, thank you.
Sorry?
So what is this rabbit's name?
Well, one is Mali, M-A-L-I. Mali Malikia means kind of like Queen Mali.
Queen Mali, okay.
Well, it's Mali, it's M-A-L-I, but named after an African country.
So Mali is the rabbit that's having...
Four years old, I think. Sorry, hello?
Yeah, okay, so let me just see what I have here. So Mali is 3 to 4 years old, female, and she has a head tilt, and she's having surgery?
Well, I'm trying to figure out if right now she's been on aggressive medicine, so she's probably not feeling as terrible as she can feel, but the medicine's been coming on every 3-4 weeks. She has to have an aggressive course so that she can... There might be a deep infection deep in her ear, we don't know, so the surgery would be a major bowl of surgery where they kind of go in and take out her eardrum and all that, so kind of major. I'm not sure if she wants it. I guess that's ultimately what I'd like to know, is if things keep going like this, would she want me to just keep going with her like we are, or would she want me to go more invasive, I guess.
Okay, so I'm going to go into Molly's energy. So so Molly's been on this medicine for a while. Since August. Okay. I heard give it more time. Okay. Yeah. She's been on the medicine for a while, but August. She's showing me, I'm feeling what she's feeling right now. So just give me a minute. She's, it feels like maybe... 20-25% of her, like of that ear, feels like it's heavy. It feels like it's heavy, like it's kind of pulling her, weighing on her, not just physically, but it's affecting like how she views the world and how she is in the world, because she feels, you know, that lopsidedness, and it's impacting her more than physically. It's making her feel kind of off. And sometimes I'm feeling her digestive system. Sometimes, her stomach feels upset, because it makes her feel, it can make her feel a little dizzy sometimes. And it feels like some of her movements show that.
Yes, much.
Do you see that, Deborah?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah, because I'm
like
feeling
walking
her.
Walking sideways all the time.
Yeah, and I feel like I'm almost sick to my stomach. It's, sometimes, and I think it's the medicine that has, it's like dual purpose, where it's helping her, but it makes her feel weird too. It makes her feel kind of almost a little spacey and sometimes a little nauseous, but it depends on what she's eaten too. That helps. You know, if she's had food in her stomach.
I wondered, does she's being assist fed every day, twice a day. So is that problematic for her, do you think?
I didn't hear that. She has what twice a day?
She's been being assist fed with syringe fed twice a day to get, you know, basically meclizine in her, so she is less dizzy making, we think. So.
Yeah, that helps her. That does help her.
Okay. And she doesn't mind the being assist fed. She wants to keep going with that.
She doesn't like how she feels. She doesn't know about going forward. She wishes this was just over. But she's asking you if you feel how strongly you feel that this is going to help her, because she'll go the race. She's saying, like, I'll do it with you.
Okay. So if everything we're doing is okay with her, we'll keep doing it. But if she wants to quit, I don't know how I'll know, but I guess I'll figure out how I'll know.
Okay, so...
She's not showing signs of that yet.
Okay, so what she's showing me is that, you know, I'm willing to stay this. I'm willing to stay the course with you for a probable prognosis. She feels that the percentage of this helping her, she doesn't know if it's going to be 60 to 80%, but she feels like it's moving up. But she's waiting for that line in the sand where if she doesn't hit it, like in the next like month and two, like going forward in the next couple months, she doesn't want to continue. But for right now, she feels like I'm going the course, and it feels like she's being very patient. Like she's been very patient.
Is she in pain most of the time?
I feel like it's more of a dull grade, but the biggest thing is that she feels dizzy, like lightheaded, and it's just she feels weird with the medicine, and the ear too. It's both, but she feels like she can do this maybe a month, maybe a little longer, but she needs to have some forward movement, more progress. And when I look at energetically what's like the medicine entering her body and what's happening, it's like building, but there is like some help, but then not a whole lot, but then it's building again. And I feel like there's going to be like one final jump, and it's going to take her as far as she's able to go. And when she does that, then you will look at it and assess it and say that, okay, she's better. Can we go forward and stay this path? Or do we have to look at something else? And it feels like that's where you are. Like you've been in this, and there's movement, and then it's plateaus, and then there's some movement, and you're about maybe 70-75% where you hope to be. You're making movements, but for her, from her perspective, it feels like it's been going on like a lifetime, because it's, you know, it feels old. She also shows me that she leaves her body quite a bit to deal with it too, because she gets tired of it.
We're at a kind of critical juncture because had the aggressive course medicine, so she's off of it now. She's just getting meclizine and critical care and some Metcam for pain. But
okay, because it feels like she's like, I'm being shown like 75%, like she's this 75%, can she go farther or not? And you're saying no, that you can't do anything more than pain, right?
I'm saying if she gets a surgery, there's a chance the whole thing could disappear, but there's a chance she'd die in surgery too. So, and in order for us to even go to surgery, she'd have to get some pretty invasive CAT scans and things that would that could also impact her ability to live. So, I mean, it's a very tricky. It would have to be done soon, like while she's as good as she's got.
As good as she is, yeah.
Determine if she could have the surgery and what's going on in there. But you know, the question. I don't know if we can even ask her that if we don't know for sure it's going to happen. I mean, it's more invasive. It would be a major surgery, a lot of care afterwards. It's a very painful process. I personally don't want to have her do it, but if she wants it, I would definitely.
Deborah, you know, you're describing this, and she knows this. She feels like she's like 75%, and the best that you can hope for her is she's 75% of the best that you can hope for her. She doesn't want to go through all that. She's feeling like this is it's really hard. This is really hard for her. She doesn't want to go through much more. If there was a little bit more of bumping her up a little bit, that could be enough. She would do that for you. But what you're talking about when you're saying that, she's just feeling like she doesn't have much to give now, and to go through that, she doesn't feel like she can go through it. And I'm sorry, but it feels like this is a lot.
It's difficult.
You know,
Is she feeling like? How does she feel right now? Because this is kind of like this is her best week probably she's had.
That's where she bumped up from, like, she was feeling 60, she bumped up to 75. You know, do you want to call me and book a reading and we can go into this more, sure. You know, more deeply? Yeah, but right now I feel like she got to 60% and then she jumped to that 75%, but she can't go much farther. I mean, she's...
Does she feel herself waning right now from that 75%?
You know, I'd like to... Waning? Yeah, you know, I'd like you to... give me a call for a session because we can just do a half an hour session. I could really go deeply into her instead of, you know, I can't go quite as deep right here. So why don't you check out my website? It's darcyparizo.com and it's Work with Darcy. Yeah. And then we can really look at it and I can see more because she's showing me quite a bit, but I need to be able to have more time to pull it together.
Sure, of course. Okay. Thank you so much,
yeah.
Darcy. You have a
good time. Yeah. Please call me. I'd love to help her. Okay, thank you. Let me see. And are we, Benny, should we skip that last break?
Sure, if you'd like to. We actually have two callers holding, so let's bring on our next one. It's Trisha calling in from Arlington, Washington. Hey, Trisha, and she's got a question about a horse.
Okay, hi, Trisha. How can I help you?
Hi, Darcy. I'm enjoying all the snow up here, but it's been a little challenging. So... I sold my horse, Nikki, that I had for a long time, and I just want to know if she's happy.
Trisha, did you say that you sold her?
Yes.
Okay, and how long ago was that?
It's been about a month now, and I feel like I got her to... a really good place in life to have a a perfect home, and I feel like I found her that. I just want confirmation.
Is she with another horse?
She's at a barn with several other horses.
Okay, because I feel that she's showing me that there's another horse, you know, right by her. There's a horse close by that she really likes, and she's... she feels tickled. She feels tickled. That's her word. Like, I'm tickled to be here. And she's showing me her heart. And I feel, and at the same time, I had the thought of Valentine's Day. So maybe she's aware of that. I don't know. But she showed me her heart. And she's showing me that she's sending you love and that you helped her to get where she needs to be. But you feel like you were like the mom that wrapped her up in the blanket and loved her and you set her free. She's exactly where she's supposed to be. And she has one horse. I don't know if you visit them or talk to them, but there are horses there that she likes and she's happy there. She has almost the feeling of, the image that I'm getting is like a dog that's living with somebody and they're really happy. And then they get to go to school and they get to go out and play and be with their friends. And it's exciting. And she has that excitement and that happiness. And she feels like you gave her the best of you. And then you set her free and she's flying. Yeah. So she's really happy and she's got a best friend there. So you could ask if you talk to the people, you know, who's her buddy. Yeah, so does that answer?
That's what I wanted to hear.
Yeah. And did you have this feeling? Were you trusting your knowing that you were just asking for validation?
Yes.
Yeah, because I feel like there's a part of you that knew this.
Definitely.
Yeah. Yeah, you are, because you're very intuitive. But, you know, she's really happy. I mean, I have a friend that has a black poodle. And when he lights up, when he sees another animal or he's at a dog park, he's like, whoa. And I have that same analogy with your horse, with Nikki. So, yeah, you did the best that you could, and you gave her a very happy life going forward.
Thank you, Darcy. I have to go now, but thank you so much for validating that for me.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day, and thank you for calling.
All right, thanks very much. And we have one more caller. I think it'll round out the rest of the show there, Darcy. We'll take Casey calling it from the Shoreline area. Hi, Casey. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Casey.
Hi.
How can I help you?
Hi, thanks so much for taking my call. Yeah, you know, I actually was just wondering because I had a passed away cat. And I just wanted to know, like, she used to communicate with me, actually, and she just hasn't really been around me lately, but sometimes she's able to heal or send love my way, and I just was wondering if she had any messages for me. Her name's Sammy.
Sammy, okay. And what does Sammy look like? Tell me a little bit about her.
She's a calico, like.
Okay, Sammy. I see her being kind of pensive. It's like she's looking around. She's watching. She's got like her paws or her hands in a lot of different fields or modalities. She's doing a lot of different things. And she says she's multitasking. It feels like she's it's almost like she's got an umbrella over you. Like she's watching over you, but she's also got her hands full because she's got other, not just people that she watches over, but she also works with a lot of other animals. And she feels like she is like a teacher and a guide. And she's got a lot of stuff in the works right now. And she says she's bumping up her curriculum. She is a powerful healer, and she wants you to know that she hasn't forgotten you, that she's showing me a stage with a heavy curtains, and she says she's working behind the scenes, and this is like for your best, you know, like for your desires and your best and highest good, and like she's showing me that you will be on the stage, and she's preparing, she's getting the props and the cores, and she's getting things, helping you to align with those things that you need to do to make this all happen, to come to fruition. So it
feels
like,
and you know what? Oh, sorry.
Just that you are busy and you're doing a lot. And she's like, you're keeping me busy. You're keeping me busy. I'm here.
Yeah, that's true. Well, you know, at the moment I'm currently searching for a place to live and kind of having a bit of a, I guess you could say like a housing crisis. And I just remember, when I first got her and everything, she had kind of had a similar situation where she like didn't have a home for a while and was bouncing between different places and different things like that. And so I just felt like maybe she could connect with me on that way and was hoping that she could help me.
Oh, very much. Very much. She is helping you. And as far as you finding a place to live, I feel, you know, I see her like, she's showing me the image of pulling strings. And I feel that feel like there are three things that popped up, that some you looked at, some that are coming up. But that of these three places, it's like this middle one. There's something about the middle one. And maybe you've discarded the first or whatever, but there's like the middle place. And she just says that, I feel like you're going to go, she's showing me a newspaper, but I think the internet, I think you're going to go online and you're going to see three places. And she says, pay attention to the middle one because it's something about what it offers. Like it might be location.
Uh-huh.
It's something about location, I believe. Location, but other things too, and easy access for other people too. If you'd like to call me for a reading, I'd be happy to look at this further. We have just a few more minutes today. But any last...
Oh, no, no, it's okay. I just really appreciate the help and just was really grateful to get back in touch with her and hear that information because I've just been, you know, a little worried and I thought that she would be the one to help me. So thank you for giving me the information from her. It means a lot and I'll definitely call you in the future.
Okay, and she says happy Valentine's Day and she says, I've got your back. I've never left you, so trust that.
Oh, okay, that's great to hear. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Casey. Okay, everyone, I'd like to thank you so much for calling today. I want to remind you of a couple events that, first of all, Thursday on February 28th, I'll be on Transformation Talk Radio, the Dr. Pat Show, and it's at 2 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, Seattle time, and 5 p.m. on the East Coast. So please listen in, call in. And then we have the horse class, the Central Development Ranch, on April 6th with Stacy Lewis. And that's a really fun class. And then if you're in Bainbridge, just, you know, check out the website. And there'll be another newsletter blast just coming up to let you know when that is. So thank you so much. And I wish everyone a very happy Valentine's Day. And hope that all your dreams come true. And please call again. in the next couple weeks, and then again next month on KKNW 1150 AM. Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you for listening to Animal Soul Wisdom Radio, tapping into the wisdom of our animals, angels, and masters with Darcy Pariso. Tune in monthly as Darcy shares stories and insights on how to better understand and deepen our relationships with animals. Working with light and ancient techniques, Darcy is here to guide you through the process and provide inspiration to move forward. For more information or to listen to this show, visit darcypariso.com.